Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The world of forensic DNA technology is ever-growing. We hear it all the time. If you're watching our show, Dateline, or anything like that, they look back and go, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, we couldn't have done this. But now, sometimes the technology is undeniable and quite amazing as to where it is going. Here to discuss just that and where we've been and where we are going is one of my favorite guests to have on, Dan Crane, forensic scientist and professor. Dan, welcome. I recently saw an article the other day in one of the cases that we were talking about that is starting to hint at something I had never heard before. Dust DNA. Now, sounds interesting. Sounds like, wow, if dust can contain our DNA, if we're just in entering a room or at a crime scene of some sort, that's an interesting fingerprint right there, and I'm curious how accurate can it be, and how is start me at the beginning. What is dust DNA? Because I got a lot of questions.
All right. Well, it's good to talk with you, Tony, and I'll tell you, I think there's a whole bunch of layers here that we might want to peel back and take a look, because there's a bunch of different angles that might be interesting and relevant for this kind of conversation.
Okay.
First, this idea of testing DNA on dust, it's an offshoot of an idea of environmental DNA testing, or eDNA testing. And I think that really started to hit its stride during COVID. During COVID, of all things. And what was turning out to be very helpful is monitoring what strains of COVID were in play within a particular apartment complex, for instance. You could look at the wastewater coming out of a building and say, oh, hey, look, they've got COVID. And not only do they have COVID, they have this new strain that might be best treated with whatever, this particular vaccine. But people have been using environmental DNA even before that. It's just that those COVID tests really seemed to put it on the map in a big way. And these tests, these environmental DNA tests, or now if you want to call them these dust DNA tests, they're really very good for answering questions about presence or absence of something or other. They're not so good at answering questions about identification, about saying what specific person was present. So if you want to know if there were coyotes in a park, you know, we can use these tests very effectively, but if you want to know which particular coyote was in the park, that's a different story. And then moving on sort of to a second angle or a second layer of this onion is the reason that they're not so good for the purposes of identification is it's very hard. In fact, I think right now it's not possible to attach any sort of statistic to the inclusion of somebody as a possible source of the DNA. And it's ultimately, there's this sort of divergence going on within the field of forensic science. There's this increasing movement toward wanting to be able to put a statistic on everything, right? That's what the downfall of bullet lead comparison was. That was a big thing, for decades, but it stopped about 10 years ago because it wasn't possible to say how impressed somebody should be that a particular bullet had the same metal composition as a batch of bullets that was found in a person's house. And so there's this move toward wanting to put a statistic on everything. And yet there's also this push toward wanting to really become increasingly sensitive, you know, look at smaller and smaller quantities of material. And those two usually don't mesh well together. So I think that's what we're seeing here with this environmental DNA, is it's premised, its foundation is this idea that these tests are really sensitive, but it's hobbled by the fact that you really can't say how impressed you should be if you found a person had, because it cuts in a couple of ways. If you found that a person had a certain kind of dust on them, you know, that might be something that you'd want to use to link them to a crime scene. But how do you attach a number to that? That's the crux of the problem ultimately.
So I liked your analogy about, you know, if the coyotes were here, you can tell coyotes were there. I would assume it's kind of the same equation for people as well. If you were to test an environment, test a specific room, you could tell, well, humans were in here. Maybe not specifically which humans were in there, but humans were there. Does that mean that the DNA, the strands of DNA that exist in dust are not identifiable enough to a specific human being? Is there not enough? What word am I looking for? Like ID points on that type of DNA to get there? Or do we not have the technology yet to identify something down to that microscopic of a level?
Well, there's, again, I think, two layers of problem here. And, you know, either one could put the kibosh on this. And the two together make it especially a problem. The DNA tests that we have today are incredibly sensitive. I mean, we're talking about generating DNA profiles from as little as a few picograms of DNA. And in English, a picogram is a trillionth of a gram, right? Just vanishingly small quantities of material. So, you know, the sensitivity of the tests are pretty much already at their theoretical limit. It's hard to imagine what could be done to make them more sensitive than they currently are. But that ends up actually, that sensitivity is a double-edged sword, because DNA is a very persistent molecule, and there's no telling then how long the DNA has been there. Right. So we may be able to say that there are human DNA in this room, and we may even be able to say that a certain number of individuals could be contributors, but we can't say how long their DNA has been there, what circumstances of brought their DNA there. Was it because they were helping somebody tie their shoes, or was it because they were using shoelaces to strangle them? I mean, DNA tests aren't capable of answering those kinds of questions. And the more people you get into a mix, and by the time you're at three or four, that's already pretty much intractable. The more people you have in a mix, the harder it is to determine who might be included or excluded as a possible contributor.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.